The state of Connecticut has announced its new Keno game, introduced in April, brought in $12 million in the first 2 months. That's nearly twice what the state had projected. Part of the proceeds are going to the state's two federally recognized Indian tribes, the Mashantucket Pequot and the Mohegan. But there are three other state-recognized tribes in Connecticut. They're not getting any of the proceeds because only the two federally recognized tribes have a gaming compact with the state. WSHU senior political reporter Ebong Udama and reporter Davis Donovan have been covering this development. Gentlemen, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
Ebong, you've been following the state's relationship with its Indian tribes for more than 20 years now. How did these compacts come about?
Well, in the early 1990s, during the administration of independent Governor Lowell Weicker, the state was looking to diversify its revenue streams. So the income tax was introduced, and the state got into a compact with the two federally recognized tribes. The compact allowed the tribes to have exclusive casino rights on their reservations. That was in exchange for settling all land claims in return for 25% of the slot machine revenue, and that guaranteed Connecticut about $160 million a year at the time.
But wasn't Weicker an outspoken opponent of casino gambling?
He was. But at the time, the Mashantucket Foxwoods Casino, which was the first in Connecticut, was making a lot of money, and Weicker wanted the state to get its hands on some of that revenue.
But in recent years, the revenue's been dropping due to the downturn in the economy and competition from nearby states. And now New York and Massachusetts are allowing even more casinos.
Yes, and that includes one on Long Island. But the most pressing concern is the MGM casino that's opening in Springfield, Massachusetts. That's right across the border from Connecticut. It's scheduled to open in 2018. That's prompted the Mashantucket, Pequot, and the Mohegans to seek to open casinos outside of their reservations on the Massachusetts border, right across from the MGM casino.
Davis Donovan, you've been following the latest developments. Hasn't the state been sued by MGM?
Well, yes, they were, and that case was thrown out of court. But there's another case in court, and it comes from the Scaticoke tribe.
And the Scaticoke, correct me if I'm wrong, the Scaticoke is one of three tribes that are recognized by the state but don't have federal recognition?
That's right. That's right. And they're challenging the state's decision to allow the federally recognized tribes to have casinos outside their reservation. They say it's unfair to only let one group have a casino but no one else. This is Richard Velke. He's the chief of the Scaticokes.
If you're going to allow the tribes to leave the reservation for gaming purposes, it should be considered a commercial enterprise at that point in time, and we should be able also to do the same and make a bid for it.
So that means they're concerned about gaming? Gaming is their issue?
Well, they say no. They say it's not about gaming. They say it's about health care and welfare and all the good stuff that comes with federal recognition. Here's Velke again.
We're not doing it for a slot machine. We're doing it for our heritage. We're doing it for our pride. We're doing it for our people, for education, for housing, for health care. All the important things that go along in life. We're not the ones that threw gaming in. Gaming came at us.
Is that true?
Well, they have been seeking federal recognition for a long time, and they actually had it for a brief moment in 2004.
Ebong, you covered that at the time.
Yes, Tom, I did. They were recognized by the Bureau of Indian Affairs. The state then went to the Bush administration and got the Secretary of the Interior to reverse the BIA decision. The state's effort was led by Richard Blumenthal, who was then Attorney General. He said that the state did not want this tribe to be recognized because it would open up land issues, and the state didn't want to deal with that. As a matter of fact, the Scaticoke actually lost their recognition on Columbus Day. Velke had this to say about that.
To have it on Columbus Day was a slap in the face to all our tribal members, and not just to us, but to the Creator, because he was so upset within himself. It had rained so hard that day that the road was flooded out and you couldn't get off in or out of the reservation.
That's true.
But you know, all said and done, this court case against the state is not going to help them get that federal recognition.
And you know, without federal recognition, there's no compact and there's no appetite in Connecticut right now to recognize any more tribes and have any more Indian casinos.
So then, gentlemen, why are the Scaticoke getting backing from MGM?
Well, here's what Velke had to say about MGM.
They are not my partner per se, a partner to the tribe. They are only helping us fight because they've seen our fight. They were willing to come on board and help us.
Well, you know, Tom, here's what I think. MGM is in this to stop a rival casino on the Connecticut side of the border from their Massachusetts operation.
You know, even though Connecticut backed the casino last year, that legislation didn't pass the General Assembly this year. So it's really still up in the air. There's very little likelihood they could actually get a casino up and running before MGM's Springfield operation begins in 2018. Right now, Connecticut tribes can't have casinos outside their reservations.
And I understand the Scaticoke would have to have a casino outside their reservation.
That's right. That reservation is a rock outcrop in Kent. They couldn't build much of anything there. Here's how Velke describes it.
If you're a deer or a mountain goat, it's really nice for you. You know, the elevation is probably at 8% at some places. Very steep, rocky, rattlesnakes. It's beautiful country. For us to build up there, it's kind of rough.
So the bottom line then, despite the court case, the Scaticoke are no nearer to getting federal recognition or building a casino?
Well, that's the way it appears right now.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Thank you, Davis and Ebong.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
WSHU's senior political reporter, Ebong Odama, and reporter Davis Donovan.